From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian rebels ready for truce, but only if. Syria's main opposition group says it is ready for a temporary truce, but only if Russia and the Damascus government also observe a ceasefire and halt all fighting in the war-torn country. Russia has previously said it will not stop its airstrikes against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria, even if there is international agreement on a temporary truce. The U.S. and others involved in trying to end the Syrian civil war say most Russian bombs are directed at rebels fighting the Syrian government and not against Islamic State terrorists. Russia also says it regrets the rejection of its draft resolution at the United Nations that had called for Turkey to end its military action in Syria. The Kremlin made the announcement Saturday, saying Russia continued with its consistent, transparent, and clear policy aimed at securing stability and combating terrorism. Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni was declared the winner in this week's election in Uganda. Jill Craig has details from Kampala.
Uganda's Electoral Commission Chairman, Badru Kigundu, announced Saturday afternoon that President Yoweri Museveni had been re-elected president of Uganda, an announcement that pleased National Resistance Movement supporters like 58-year-old Sarah Opondo.
I'm very happy, very, very happy, extremely happy, because I like the president.
A view not shared by others, who supported opposition candidate Kizza Besigye of the Forum for Democratic Change party.
I'm not really sure if the elections were free and fair.
According to the Electoral Commission, Museveni garnered 60.75% of the final vote. Besigye captured 35.37%, and independent candidate Amama Mbabazi took 1.43%. Jill Craig, VOA News, Kampala.
This